Talking on Sunshine 101 with a big continental hit. It's called Brother Louie. On the way, we've got some great music. In fact, the latest record from Bananarama.
Wow, would you look at this thing coming up behind us?
What's that?
A Morris Minor. How could one of those move at that speed?
Well, it did have two Sunshine Radio stickers on the back window.
Sunshine 101 car stickers are free. The sooner you get it, the sooner you'll win.
Salad days are here again, and Kings of Artane have all the ingredients to make your summer catering a joy. A fine selection of freshly cooked meats, salads, and barbecue chickens. To finish, fruit salad topped with whipped ice cream. Ah yes, summer catering made simpler by Kings. Kings of Artane, open till midnight, 7 days a week.
Travel first class with Ola. Ola service stations always offered first-class service. Now they offer a first-class choice of gifts as well. There's a voucher free with every £5 purchase of Ola motor fuels. Are you still traveling second class? Switch to Ola and travel first class.
Oh, Price Wake Up Song at 13 minutes to 6 this Friday with Sunshine 101. There's Bananarama, and one of those ladies is going to get married very quickly. I'm kind of mixed up as to who it is. I think it's possibly Siobhan or Karen, one of those two. She's going to go to one of those wedding ceremonies in Los Angeles. Apparently it only lasts 5 minutes. I hope the marriage lasts longer. Here's a lovely metal tune to get your Friday off to a great start if you've just woken up. This is Chris Rea and Steel River.
I was born and raised on Steel River. I see it all like it was yesterday. The ships and bridges, they were all delivered from Sydney Harbor to the Cisco Bay.
Shamrock Diaries, and that is Steel River. Don't forget about the write-in competition. We'll need your entries in by Monday afternoon when we'll be picking out a winner. What we want you to do is tell us what well-known television program is this piece of music from. definitely easy peasy. If you know the answer, write it down and send it in to me. Paul Kavner, Sunshine Radio, 8 to 11 Lower Baggot Street in Dublin 2. I look forward to hearing from you. We're going down to watch Queen over the weekend in Slane, and I'm off for the weekend for the next 2 days. Join me for Sunday into Monday in All Night Sunshine, and Mark Byrne is coming up next with The Breakfast Show for this Friday morning. Have a great Friday. Bye-bye.
Amadeus begins composing. 1773, he writes his first piano concerto. 1782, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart marries Constance Weber. 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart becomes a Freemason. 1791, Mozart composes the Magic Flute. On December 5th of that same year, Mozart dies. 1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records.
Thank you. from.
Wunderbar.
Loyalist and nationalist parades have been banned by the IUC in the north, and the church in Chile appeals to the security forces for restraint. Sunshine 101 News, Dublin at 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Justin McKenna. Two buildings were destroyed by fire in Dublin overnight. The first broke out at about 1 o'clock this morning at Moore Miles Tyre Depot on the Kimmage Road. Four units of the fire brigade were at the scene, but the depot was completely gutted. The second fire was spotted at about 2 o'clock at Corrigan's lock-up garage in the Mount Pleasant Terrace in Ranelagh. Three fire tenders were at the scene, but again the building was badly damaged. A man is still being questioned by Gardaí in Crumlin in connection with a murder in Dublin last month. He was arrested yesterday evening. The murder happened on the 18th of June. The body of a 17-year-old youth was found in a field at Casement Aerodrome at Valdonnell. He was James Cogan from Curlew Road in Drimnagh and had died from a number of stab wounds. The IUC have banned two loyalist parades from marching through Catholic areas on the 12th and 14th of this month in Portadown, County Armagh. In a statement released this morning, the IUC also banned completely two nationalist parades which were due to go through Portadown this coming Sunday. A Protestant church parade had been scheduled for the same day on the same route, which the IUC say is a dignified church parade. The statement said the planned nationalist parades were without tradition and that hopefully the organisers would reconsider to maintain peace. The IUC say that violence at parades in the past had been limited to a small hooligan element, and they welcomed growing signs of responsibility among the organisers. The statement called on representatives from both sides of the community to use their influence in calling for peaceful marches. If the organisers do not adhere to the rules laid down, the statement added, the IUC could not be held responsible. In the north, an area known as Oliver's Corner on the main coal island to Dungannon Road remained sealed off this morning after a suspect device was found in a manhole. British Army bomb disposal experts will move in later this morning to examine the device. The Roman Catholic Church in Chile has appealed to the security forces for restraint in controlling demonstrations. The church said the methods used to control anti-government protests in the capital, Santiago, seemed excessive and caused more damage than they were trying to prevent. The church said the mission of the security forces should be to defend the rights of citizens. The demonstrations have been held in support of a national strike. The Soviet leader, Mr. Mikhail Gorbachev, has sent a telegram to the American people wishing them peace and prosperity for today's 4th of July Independence Day celebrations. BBC reports said the message also called for the elimination of nuclear weapons. Earlier, President Reagan opened the Statue of Liberty in New York, which has been closed for the past 2 years for renovations. The ceremony was also attended by Mr. Mitterrand, President of France, which had originally given the statue to the United States. Sunshine 101 News, the weather is next.
New M&M's, the milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
This week at Pennies of Artane. We've amazingly good value in summer sandals at the very low price of $2.99 and canvas runners at the unbelievable price of only $1.99. We'll keep your kids on their toes this week at Pennies of Artane.
Pennies, getting better all the time.
And Dublin's weather, which hopefully will be getting better all the time. It'll be mild and cloudy at first with outbreaks of rain, but it should clear by noon and there'll be sunny spells in the afternoon. Temperatures will rise to 17 or 18 degrees Celsius. The winds are moderate, southwesterly, force 4 or 5 in Dublin Bay, becoming westerly later, force 3 or 4. High tides at 5 to 11 this morning. The current Dublin temperature, 13 degrees Celsius. Next news and sunshine is at 7.
Bye. to just change your name.
Burn. Sunshine 101. Super Stereo. 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 Stereo.
Six foot Sunshine 101 this Friday morning, the 4th of July. Mark Byrne with you till 10 today on The Breakfast Show. Well, I see Paul Cavett has been at it again. during All Night Sunshine, I mean, what do you make of this, eh?
Mark.
Wouldn't it be easier to just change your name?
Really, Paul. I mean, just give me a break, will you, for goodness sake. One of these days, you know, I'm going to do something similar, which is what Paul will live to regret. Work on that. 6:13 with Sunshine. Here come the Bangles and they're going down to Liverpool.
Hey, where you go, there's nothing in your hand. Yeah.
Oxford Sunshine 101 and 539 this Friday morning, American Independence Day. And that's Stuart Adamson of Big Country with Chance. And before that, the Bangles playing in Slane tomorrow. In fact, they're probably already in this country at this stage with Going Down to Liverpool, their brand new single. Well, Friday morning, what have we today? Looking at the Sunshine Identihit file, I see the cash total has risen to £50 this morning. We also have in the next hour a look at your stars for the day ahead. Weather-wise, well, it's slightly overcast this morning. We'll check on the weekend long-range weather forecast for you with a report from Barrymetric at 9:30 later on this morning. Okay. Also, more chances to win with your car registration number. Here comes Whitney Houston.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for
Houston, the greatest love of all at 25 past 6 now. It's Friday morning, end of another working week, and I'm sure if you're going to Slane tomorrow, you really are looking forward to that gig at this stage. Gig of the year, they're calling it. Well, it's slightly overcast this morning. I hope the weather holds up for the gig tomorrow. That should be quite interesting. Not too warm. Well, you don't want to be stuffy down there or anything like that. Justin McKenna has a check in the news headlines at 6:30 as normal. I'll have a look at today's weather for you. And coming up soon, we got the current single from Amazulu, Too Good to Be Forgotten. It's 6:26 with Sunshine 101 on Friday. Good morning.
Sunshine Radio.
Who needs to splash out to add style?
Torn up t-shirt and a dash of sassy.
Bottle or splash.
Long hot summer. Cool down.
Splash time.
Some friends, some sound.
Summer party.
Bottle or splash.
Late night long drink.
Splash style. My diamonds on a real got sparkle.
Bottle or splash.
Savage Smith Splash, straight from the gun. Six chilled mixers, chilling first verse for less.
Stock car racing is on this Sunday at the go-kart track Old Airport Road, Santry. 13 great races featuring hot rods, bangers and stock cars. Admission is only £2 for adults, children under 7 free. Don't miss the action. 3 p.m. sharp this Sunday at the go-kart track Santry.
It's a good, good morning. Sunshine Radio.
Thank you.
Sunshine 101. It's 6:30 and loyalists protest at parade bands in the north. Two buildings are gutted by fire overnight in Dublin, and America celebrates Independence Day. Details of these and other stories in our next bulletin at 7.
Hey, just a look at Dublin's weather now. Mild and cloudy at first with outbreaks of rain this morning. It'll remain fairly dull until noon with clearer weather in the afternoon with some sunny spells as well. The temperatures will rise to 17 or 18 degrees Celsius in the afternoon. Winds are moderate southwesterly, force 4 or 5 on Dublin Bay, becoming westerly later force 3 or 4. The high tide is at 5 to 11 this morning, and the current Dublin temperature is a reasonably warm 13 degrees Celsius with Sunshine 101. It's 29 minutes to 7. This is Total.
All I wanna do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you would ever care for me.
Yeah.
Sunshine, that's The Edge of Heaven, and before that, Toto with Rosanna. 21 to 7 with Mark in the morning. Hope everything's going all right for you. You're with the Dublin's number one, Sunshine 101. Just having a look at the weather forecast for the day ahead once more. I'm afraid it doesn't look too promising, really. I think you'd agree. Mild and cloudy this morning. Rather dull, too, but we are expecting some rain as well. Now, there will be some sunny spells in the afternoon, so you can look forward to those. And a high today of 18 degrees Celsius, which is 64 Fahrenheit. 21 to 7, we got Billy Joel in a moment.
The heat is on, and you'll swoon at these red-hot bargains from the Brown Thomas Household Textile Sale. We've a sizzling selection of continental quilts from the low, low price of $18.50. Or try our real hotshot value with our great range of quilt covers from only $12.95. Get wise to our hot buys at the Brown Thomas Household Textile Sale.
You'll enjoy a meal at Trotter. Trotter's of Fairview.
Enjoy a three-course meal for $3.25. And the famous Trotter's five-course dinner, including the 18-ounce T-bone steak that's so big the vegetables have to be served in a separate plate, is still $10.95. Or choose from the a la carte menu 7 evenings a week. Call Trotter's on 333-681.
Trotter's of
Sunshine Radio!
Mark Byrne.
'19 to 7.
You see her sitting with a coffee and a paper with her high top sneakers of Italian design. Long cool stare, she aggravates the tension. Makes up a face while she makes up her mind. Now you're in trouble, maybe she's an intellectual. What if she figures out you're not very smart? Well, maybe she's a quiet type who's into heavy metal. Boy, you got to get it settled, cause she's breaking your heart. Don't try to put on an act, you can't do that to modern woman. And you're an old-fashioned man. She's got a lot of confidence, it's easy to see. You wanna make a move, but you feel so inferior. Cause under that exterior is someone who's free. She's got style, she's got her own money. So she's not another honey you can quickly disown. She's got the eyes to make you realize you won't be hypnotized by your usual charm. You got your plan of attack that won't attract the monster.
She's a modern woman.
7 on Sunshine 101 this Friday morning. That's Billy Joel with Modern Woman. And coming up next, Paul Simon.
Remember yesterday.
When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. And mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we is all on the coroner's wig. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah.
morning in Dublin with Sunshine 101 and 539. Let's go all the way. That's the brand new single from a guy called Sly Fox. And before that, me and Julio down by the schoolyard from Paul Simon. It's 97 now. Today, it's hit number 65 in the 101 hits of summer. Listen out very carefully for that, because when you hear it, and only when, I'll be giving you a chance to win a pound of song. Another big cash bonus giveaway with Sunshine 101 this very morning. Make sure your list is up to date. Check them all out. It's not too late even at this stage. Here comes Madonna now on Sunshine. This is Borderline. With Sunshine 101. Justin McKenna has the news very shortly. And music-wise in the next hour, we have new shoes, Big Audio Dynamite, Yarbrough and Peoples. They've been off the scene for ages. They get a new single out. I'll have that for you. Also, Janet Jackson, The Real Thing, and Nijor. Also, check in your stars for the day ahead. That's at about 10 to 7. Don't forget to listen out for today's hit, by the way, on the 101 hits of summer. Number 65 you're listening for. Here comes Aha.
dream. Could have seen her, and I watch her slipping away. But I know I'll be hunting high and low. High, there's no ending rings. I'll go till hunting high.
Protest at parade bands in the north, two buildings are gutted by fire in Dublin, and America celebrates Independence Day. Sunshine 101 News, Dublin at 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Justin McKenna. Orange Order leaders in the north have called for an emergency meeting with the RUC in Portadown to discuss changes and the rerouting of parades. In a statement earlier this morning, the RUC said that two loyalist parades scheduled for the 12th and 14th of this month would be banned from traditional routes through Catholic areas. Two nationalist parades, which were due to go through Portadown this Sunday, have been completely banned, but an Orange Order parade is to be allowed to go ahead. The RUC said the nationalist parade was without tradition, and it was hoped the organisers would reconsider their plans to maintain peace. The statement called on leaders from both sides of the community to use their influence to call for peace during marches, and blamed a small hooligan element for violence at parades in the past. Last July, orange marches in the town sparked off major violence between the RUC and loyalists. Still in the north, an area known as Oliver's Corner on the main coal island to Dungannon Road remained sealed off this morning after a suspect device was found in a manhole. British Army bomb disposal experts will move in later today to examine the device. Two buildings were destroyed by fire in Dublin overnight. The first fire broke out at about 1 o'clock this morning at Moore Miles Tyre Depot on the Kimmage Road. Four units of the fire brigade were at the scene, but the depot was completely gutted. The second fire was spotted at about 2 o'clock at Corrigan's Lockup Garage in Mount Pleasant Terrace in Ranelagh. Three fire tenders were at the scene, but again the building was badly damaged. A man has been questioned by Gardaí in Crumlin in connection with a murder in Dublin last month. He was arrested yesterday evening. The murder happened on the 18th of June. The body of a 17-year-old youth was found in a field at Casement Aerodrome at Baldonnell. He was James Cogan from Curlew Road in Drimnagh and had died from a number of stab wounds. An order for the execution of two Australians convicted of heroin smuggling has been signed in Malaysia. Kevin Barlow, who was born in Britain, and Brian Chambers were arrested in Penang in 1983 and were convicted last July. Appeals against the mandatory death sentence made through the courts and diplomatic channels have failed. 36 people have been executed for drugs offences in Malaysia, but the two men would be the first Westerners to die under such an order. There have been huge celebrations in New York for the reopening of the Statue of Liberty, closed for the past 2 years for repairs, costing $70 million. President Reagan started the ceremony by rekindling the torch of the 100-year-old statue. The event coincided with the 210th anniversary of American Independence Day. The statue was a gift from France, and President Mitterrand was also at the opening ceremony. Sunshine 101 News, the weather is next.
It's the thing for the life you live today. Price is right. Dunn Stores, better value, lead the way.
Customers, have you seen Dunn Stores' new lower food prices? If you haven't, you must shop at your nearest Dunn Stores and compare our prices with Quinsworth. Prove it to yourself that Dunn Stores' better value beats them all.
Dunn Stores, when they burn it, better value beats them all.
Eating out is cheaper now at the Wishbone Restaurant in Glastool, Sandycote.
And Allen's Restaurant in the ILAC Centre. Self-service with a difference.
And behind the Central Bank, the excellent Coffers Restaurant, Coffers of Cope Street.
Eating out is fun.
Now, due to VAT reductions, it's cheaper too.
And Dublin's weather, close and cloudy today with patches of light rain or drizzle and some bright spells. Temperatures will rise to 17 or 18 degrees Celsius. The winds are light to moderate, southwest to westerly, force 3 to 5 in Dublin Bay. High tides at 5 to 11 this morning. The current Dublin temperature is 14 degrees Celsius. Next news on Sunshine is at 8.
Get up, feel that sound.